Before Suzanne Adams moved to Seattle, she was a police chief in Colorado, but she didn't feel like she could be herself there in her job or her life.
We would have made very good spies for America. We hid this part of our life and nobody ever found out.
When Suzanne says we would have made good spies, she's talking about herself and other transgender people. She describes her time as a police chief in Colorado as being in her role as a man. Seattle did not present the same problems for her. And for over a decade now, Suzanne has worked with the Seattle Police Department, training officers on how to interact with transgender people. She helped SPD write its new policy that includes guidelines for physical searches and when to use the pronouns he or she. Adams says she got involved with SPD after talking with former Seattle Police Chief Norm Stamper.
So he was talking with me and I was talking with him, and he said something like, "Do I know you?" Well, I knew Norm because when I was a chief of police from a smaller town in Colorado, he was assistant chief of police in San Diego, and we'd met at a convention.
You had met him when in your role as a male?
In my role as a male, yeah, as a chief of police. And here it is a dozen years later, and he's talking to me in one of his sponsored, it was SPD-sponsored gathering, and Then he met me as Suzanne, and he liked that. He thought that was pretty good, and he says, "We can use you." And then, and from there, he got me involved in various aspects of community policing involving police department and the LGBTQ community.
How do you train Seattle officers?
We told them how to confront and how to contact. We'd sit two chairs down and say, "This is the front seat and the passenger seat of a car. Here's how you approach it. And here's how you diffuse an issue with a trans person." A trans person, back then, was scared to death. Their job probably didn't know about it. Many times the family didn't know about it. Guy's got the weekend off. Mom's and the kids are off at grandma's house or something for the weekend. And he goes and he hits the gay clubs or the bars and he dresses up, drives his car, and he gets stopped and pulled over. "Oh, my God, I don't want anybody to know." I said, so we told the police officers, "They're going to be scared. So the first thing you've got to do is you've got to diffuse the situation. You're going to notice probably right off that this doesn't look like a natural female. And tell them why you're stopping them. Tell them what's going on. Even if it's, you're driving a little erratic, I think you're driving drunk. And I need to check things out. Don't worry about it. We're not putting you on the front page of the newspaper. Diffuse it." And that's what we taught these officers. It was amazing.
What do officers most not get about what you're trying to tell them?
"What do we call you?
What do we call you?
What do we call you?" And that's addressed in the cell protocol now. You address the person how they're addressed. Okay, they look female, but so what do I do? And we said, ask the person how they want to be addressed. Do you want to be addressed as a male or a female? Do you want to be addressed as a he or a she? Ask him right off. That's a great diffusing question. The officer's job going to be easier, and the transgender person's going to relax a little bit. Nobody's really relaxed when they're stopped by a cop.
Do officers understand that, or do some of them tell you, "Hey, it's not my job to be politically correct. It's my job to describe this person physically"?
I saw that look on some officer's face. I knew what they were thinking. I'd been a cop. I'm sure some of them might have thought that. For the most part, most of them really wanted to get it. These were recruits. These are people that wanted to be successful as a cop. And they do pretty good screening for police officers. They don't get the guy that wants to be the big dick out there and busting people, although some of them get through and they hide behind the badge. I know I was in the police department. I saw some of those. We called them John Wayne types. Not to make a bad name for John Wayne, but it was the best analogy we could do.
What do you say to that John Wayne officer who's not getting what you're trying to put across? The officer says, "Hey, leave the political correctness to somebody else."
Hopefully I don't have any. And I've used that as an example. I say, you know, if you get aggressive and you say, "Well, you look like a he to me," and things like that, I said, all you're going to do is piss that person off. Is that your job? No. I said, your job is to diffuse the situation and to make it as easy as possible. And then I always appeal to the thing. I said, if anything else happens outside of the ordinary, you're going to spend 2 hours doing the paperwork. And that usually gets their attention. because they realize
that's the motivator.
The motivator is you're going to have to work harder if you're going to cause a problem. And I said, and you're the cop. That's like, you're the one in charge. Be the one in charge and do it right.
We've talked about a lot of tactics.
Yes.
What's your message to officers in these transgender training sessions? What do you want them to, how do you want them to think differently after your session?
Mostly you don't need to change them. You need to have them be aware to treat people with dignity and respect. And I don't care if it's trans, if they're black, if they're Filipino, if they're a white male, for crying out loud. Treat people with respect. And that's what Seattle Police has always taught their officers.
But you know the Seattle Police Department has gotten in trouble for the way it treats minority groups, biased policing, excessive force. How do you think Seattle Police do with transgender community?
I do know that they had a problem with some of the other communities. It's treating people with respect, generally. And that's what I think that's hopefully what the Department of Justice is laying down rules now for the Seattle Police Department to follow. They intervened on because of some of these other issues. But I am going to answer your question, how they've handled the trans people in the past. Very well. They haven't had many confrontations. There are stories out there, but it's nothing horrible that I've heard.
You have said that your work with Seattle Police Department is a way to give back to Seattle. Why did you feel you needed to give something back to Seattle?
Seattle gave me the opportunity to live as Suzanne. I mean, it's like pay it forward. I so much appreciated being able to live in Seattle and live my life as Suzanne. Free, not being persecuted, being able to help others. Seattle just has this atmosphere that it offers people to be themselves. It's a diverse community. How can I repay Seattle for doing that? I'll do what I can. I was a former police officer. I'll work with the police department. We'll make it better for everybody.
Suzanne Adams helped the Seattle Police Department write its new policy to better serve the trans community. She also chairs the Seattle Police Department's LGBTQ Community Advisory Board.